Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Ayin Tes, 279, as we continue in Parshas Emor relating to Kohanim's mitzvahs. Today is really a transition mitzvah. We've been speaking about Kohanim the entire time in Parshas Emor. We spoke about Tumas Kohanim, we spoke about who's a Kohen allowed to marry, we spoke about a couple of Kohen Gadol mitzvahs. The last couple of mitzvahs we spoke about a Kohen also, a Baal Mum going into the Heichal, a Kohen Tamei doing Avoda, and today we have a Kohen Tamei eating Truma. That's today's Isser, and why do I call that a transition mitzvah? Because this gets us into all the Truma mitzvahs now, and we're going to leave Kohanim a little bit. A Zar is allowed to eat Truma, a non-Kohen. A Toshav and a Sachir, a worker for Kohanim, are not allowed to eat Truma. That's the next one. An Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. And then we're going to get back to Chalala and other related mitzvahs, and then Tevel. But this is really the transition mitzvah because it's about Kohen, but it's talking about Truma. And after this, we're going to get to other general mitzvahs that have to do with all Am Yisrael. So if you look in the Torah, this mitzvah really takes us through five or six psukim. Sometimes we have four mitzvahs in one pasuk, but now we have a couple of psukim to read. Daber, so yesterday's mitzvah was the beginning of Perachah Beis. Speak to B'nai Yisrael, v'yinazru mikatshe B'nai Yisrael, they shall separate. We spoke yesterday about the word nezer, or zar, according to Rav Hirsch. Emar aleyem l'doro seichem, kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem el hakadoshim, ashi yekdishu B'nai Yisrael Hashem. If anyone comes close, anyone from your seed, Aaron, that comes close to the Kadshim, and Chazal say, this is an extra pasuk, so this Kadshim means Truma. Truma is also called Kodesh. If anybody comes close, Vitumaso alav, and he is Tameh, Vinichrasa Hanefeshahi Milfanai Ani Hashem. He will get Kares. This is Kreva, Rashi says right here. What is Asha Yikrav? Ain Kreva Zu Ela Achila. V'chein Matzinu Shenemra Ashara Achilas Kachem Betuma B'lashin Negiya. You find other places where it means eating, and really it's expressed by touching. Ish Ish, and he continues. Mizera Aaron, and he goes through various types of Tuma. The Torah says, "Vutzarua uzav b'kadoshim lo yochal arasha yitar v'anogei b'chol tvei nefesh tamei meis ashiyga b'chol sheretz tumas sheretz nevashiyga b'tom tamar arev." All the halachas ubo hashemesh v'tahir, and he has to wait till the sun goes down. Harev shemesh v'achar yocham anakadoshim kilachmahu, and only then can he eat kadoshim, which here means truma, as we know from the first daf in Shas. This is the halacha. That's if they were Tameh and they went to the mikvah, they have to wait till nighttime to eat their truma. It's exactly today's mitzvah. Because until that time, a Kohen is not allowed to eat truma, he is Tameh. The first mishnah in Shas right here is our mitzvah, mitzvah 279. Says the Chinuch, Shelo yochal Kohen Tameh truma. A Kohen Tameh cannot eat any truma, shene'emar, ish ish mizera aharon v'chulu b'kadoshim lo yochel arashe yitar. He cannot eat kachim until he becomes tarv. Yamrina b'besachas makas, and b'besachas makas learns this pasuk to mean truma, asar le truma minayin, klomar, shelo yochlena tamei, shneemar, ish ish v'chulu, ezu davashu shave bizaro shel aron. What item, what food item is equal to all children of Aaron? That's what the pasuk says. Pasuk starts off by saying, here, emar aleinu dorasechem, kol ish asheyikra mikol zarachem, anyone. And then it continues, it says, ish ish mizera Aaron, any person. So what does any person include? Women. Men and women. That's how we know we're not talking about avoda anymore. Because women are obviously excluded from avoda. This says ish ish, meaning any person. So now we're talking about something that normally is open to women. And that is truma. Klomar, bas kohen, can eat truma. Or an ashes kohen. Klomar, sheyachiluhu hazera kulo, zachar menekevus. Haviomer is a truma. That's how Chazal know this pasuk is talking about truma. Because it's equal to men and to women. The nichbala hazara b'zeh einyan, and the Torah repeats itself. At the end of this section, the pasuk says, "You shall guard my mishmeres," which derech agav is taken out of context by Chazal. This is the source for Asu Siag LaTorah, Vishamru Es Mishparti. This pasuk test, right here in our context, is the source for making Yisurei Rabbanan, the Bartanura. And the first Mishnah Pirkei Avos quotes this, Asu Siag LaTorah, Shenemar, Vasu Mishmeres LaMishparti. Right, Shabru Es Mishparti, make a Mishmeres to my Mishmeres. That's the pasuk that's quoted here. But he says, Kavosh Amru, Besanhejan, Perak Chi, Gavim Mechuve, Misa Bidei Shamayim, Shil Medusham Tami, Ochal Shuma, Mi Vishamru Es Mishparti, Vlo Yisur Alavchei. So this is the Isser of a Kohen Tamei eating truma. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, the Shorash of the Mitzvah is similar to what has been discussed before. Lahagdil uliyakir belev kal adam kol hasheva kodesh. Anything that has sanctity related to it, that has holiness related to it, tuma, tamei people has to stay away from, as we discussed yesterday. What is tuma? Is it a chalo shame on the item? Is it on the person? Or a different approaches that one could take to truma, but to tuma. But either way, tuma has to be kept away from truma. Truma has sanctity. It's the first, as we know. It's also called kodesh, and therefore, someone who's tamei is not allowed to partake. Like Farzal Karti, Pamem Rabos, Hatoelas, Hanim Salana Bedavar, Uimailas, Hakodesh, Lachal Betara Yadua. Okay, so we know tuma has to stay away from truma. Midine HaMitzvah. Let's look at some of the halachas of the mitzvah, and we're going to have a couple of points in the Minchas Chinuch today. So first, Midine HaMitzvah. Masha Amru Zechronim Levracha, Shekoin Tamei. What is the halachas? A Kohen Tamei that eats Truma Tahora. There are a couple of permutations. Is the Kohen Tamei? Is the Truma Tamei? Are they both Tamei? So let's talk about each one. A Kohen Tamei eating Truma Tahora, that's the worst. Tumat Gufo, Truma Tahora, Hu Bemisa, Veloka Alei. Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and he gets Malkus if he's warned for it. Av'al, Achal Truma Tameya, but what if a Tamei Kohen ate Tamei Truma? So then there is no Isser Misa. Avabishu Balav Einoloka. There's no onus for that. Avishu Einokodesh. It's not Kodesh. It's already Mechuleles Vaomedes. It's already Mechulal. You're not desecrating it because it's already desecrated. It's already Tamei. So you're not allowed to eat it. But on a Daraisa level, it still could be an Asay. But one does not get Misa for that. Interesting question that the Mishnah Lamelech brings up in Shrumos Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. That's where this chinuch is quoting from the Rambam. Says the Mishnah Malach, V'yishle his topic, B'misha achal truma tameya midrabanan. A kohen who's tamei, a truma that's tahar daraisa. But it's tamei drabanan. Would he get malchus for that? You can't answer zichai v'yishle de shemayim. It's not that kodesh baruch hu. He knows the answer to that question. But what about malchus? Is this an, is, do we say, oh, on a daraisa level, it's truma tahara? So therefore, you're going to get malchus for this. A tamei person eating truma. Or do you say, no, lemaisa, it's tamei. It's truma, tameya, midrabanan. That's his shaila. Ichayev kares, mi amrinan kivan dit truma zu tahara min haTorah, shaper karinan bey, umesu bo ki yechalaluhu. You're being machalal this truma, because midaraisa it's tahar. O dilma, afshet tumasa midrabanan, even though it's drabanan, mimatinama. The amrinan prat lezusha mechulalas valmedes. Lemaisa, this is mechulal. V'yesh lanu harbe kayotze bazeh. There are many similar ideas. Kagon haba b'yos asuras b'dirabanan. B'yos asuras b'dirabanan. Onesu mafate. If a person is ma'anis, a woman is only asur b'dirabanan. What about yibum? If a, there's a zika yibum, there's a mitzvah of yibum daraisa, but the woman is asur b'dirabanan. What if the woman is a shnia? So therefore, the Mishnah goes through a number of sfeikas. This is part of the general topic that we have discussed many times in the past in other contexts. This was the first, those who listened to the Daf Be'iyun Shiurim, this was the first Daf Be'iyun Shiur that was given a couple of summers ago, and that is Derabbanan's affecting Da'oraisis. We did this back in Meseches Makkos, because the first Mishnah in Makkos talks about Me'idin Anabish Ploni Shu, Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. Ben Chalutza, that's only Derabbanan status. Grusha, we learned that earlier in Emor. Grusha L'Kohen is also Da'oraisa. Chalutza L'Kohen is also Derabbanan. So there, the Arach Lener and the Ritva and the first daf in Makkos discuss this issue. When do we say the Rabbanans have a Da'oraisa effect? And the Rabbanan, do the Rabbanan have the power? When the Rabbanan say that I cut halacha lemaisa, right? The big discussion in the Rishonim. We're going to see in the Haggadah in a couple of weeks. Rabbi Gamliel haya Omer, Koshlo Omer Shlosha Dvarim, B'Pesach Lo Yasi Dechovaso, Pesach Matzah Maror. Right? So we have those three. So, lo yasi dechovasa, does that mean really? If you don't say Pesach Matzah Mar, let's say you speak about TBC's Mitzrayim for 4 hours. Unbelievable, every detail. But you leave out Rabbi Gamliel. Are you yotzei TBC's Mitzrayim? The Mishnah says, Arvi Pesachim, kol mishlo amar, lo yasi dechovasa. On a daraisa level, you don't have to say that. Rabbi Gamliel came along and said you have to say that. So since when do we say that if the Rabbanan tell you to do, how to do a Mitzvah Rabbanan, maybe that has daraisa effects, like our issue here. That's a machlokas we've shown him. Right? The Ran and Tosfos and Masechta Sukkah discuss it. If there's a Sukkah that's pasul Rabbanan, and I sit in it, am I not Yotze, the Mitzvah of Sukkah? Tosfos seems to say, on Daf Gimel and Sukkah, you're not Yotze Sukkah. You don't get the Mitzvah of Sukkah. And the Ran says, no, don't worry, it's Lav Dafka. You don't get the best Mitzvah. but you're doing a mitzvah. It comes up in various places. What happens? Rabbi Kiva Eger's discussion. What happens if you blow shofar on Shabbos? What if you can't deal with not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah? I know it's Asa Drabana, but I need shofar. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's like, I'm blow it anyway. So do you get a mitzvah daraisa plus a mitzvah drabanan on your scorecard in Shemaim? You have the daraisa, wonderful, you blew shofar, but you also got a mitzvah drabanan. Or do we say, no, the rabbana came along and wiped out the mitzvah of shofar. And therefore, if you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you're doing nothing except in the drabanan of shofar. This is all, again, all of these, you can be machalik between them, but this is all related to this issue that is brought up by the Mishnah HaMalach right here. If a Kohen Tameh eats Truma Tameya midrabanan, do we say that he gets kares slash malchus or not? So it could be relating to the Durabanan Daraisa general topic. Okay, we'll see at the end if we have time to get back to some other issues there. We, B'ez Hashem, will. Let's continue. Uma Sha'amru. Sha'atameim ochlim b'tshuma b'harei v'ashemesh. As the Mishnah says in Brachas. Those of you who are waiting for the next Dafyomi cycle to start, you got a couple of months. Then B'ez Hashem, August this summer, feel free, brachas daf beis. Sha'atameim ochlim b'tshuma b'harei v'ashemesh. The Kohanim Tameim could eat Truma at night. V'yiru b'rakia shlosha kolchavim b'inonios. When they see three medium-sized stars, what we call tseis hakolchavim. It's about a third of an hour after Shkia, so that's when the Kohanim can now, they had Harav Shemesh, you don't go right by Shkia, you go by Tzeis HaKochavim, that's when they can come eat their Truma. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Gimel, he says, Kainhu Barambam, Kan Perek Zayin Alachabeis, Ach Eino Milashono. It's not exactly quoting his Lashon. Da Kesev Mishnah, Hevi Zeh B'Shem Asmag, Ayin Shem Bagos, V'Niyam HaChezman, Azeh Meduktak, Ein Kan Mekom Alharach. I'm not getting into the details of Zmanei Hayom right now, but, you know, whenever it says is. He doesn't say it the famous here, but there is, just to mention, a very well-known Machlokas Achronim in terms of Tseis and Shkia. We know there's a concept of Shoz Manios, Halachic Hours, which means all the times that we have throughout the day. So it's Man Tfilah, so it's Man Kriyashma, all the different Plaga Mincha, Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedola, that all goes by Shoz Manios. It's not that 12:30 or 1:30 every day is Mincha Gedola. We split up the daytime into 12 equal parts, and each hour, each 1/12 of that is going to be a halachic hour. So in the winter, the hours are going to be shorter than 60 minutes, and in the summer, they're going to be longer than 60 minutes, because it depends how long the day is. How do you calculate Shoz Manios? How do you calculate? Well, there are two choices. You could either go from dawn, from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim, or you could go from sunrise to sunset, from Hanetzach Hama until Shkia. So what do? So this is the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, and that's why every time you look on a luach, there are two Sof Zman Kriyas Shmas. Like, what do you mean? How could they be two Sof Zman Kriyas Shmas? The answer is because the Magen Avraham holds that you calculate Shoz Manios from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim. So therefore, his Sof Zman Kriyas Shma will always be earlier, because he's starting earlier, even though his hours are going to be longer, but it works out that his Sof Zman Kriyas Shma is always going to be earlier. That's the Magen Avraham. But the Minhag HaOlam generally is like the Gra, and therefore the Gra holds that you calculate Shoz Manios from sunrise to sunset, and therefore his Sof Zman Kriyas Shma will always be later. In Yonah D'Yoma, the Mishnah Berurah says, I think it's the Mishnah Berurah, that even if you always hold of the Gra, there's one day a year that you should hold of the Magen Avraham, and that is Erev Pesach. The Zmanim for Sof Zman Achila, Sof Zman Biur, added to all the extra chumras that we do for Nyani Chametz. So the Magen, I think it's the Mishnah Berurah quotes that everybody should be machmir. That's why shuls, many shuls have different zmanim, earlier zmanim, later zmanim. Always try to be machmir regarding Pesach of holding the earlier zmanim. Okay, there's a raya that the Magen Avraham has from Matosos and Brachas on Dav Gimel to mention it. You know, the Gemara about the different mishmaros, right? The three mishmaros of the night. What happens at the beginning of a mishmar, the middle of a mishmar, the end of a mishmar? So the Gemara says, what difference does it make when the mishmaros are? So the Gemara says, if you're in a dark house and you don't know when the Zman Kriyas Shma is. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives simonim for the mishmaros. So it's good to know these mishmaros, because if you see a woman suckling with her baby, you know this is the time for blank. So that's the Matagani base Ophel. Says Tosfos. V'yim Tomar. Rebbe Lazar says you need Misha Yakir for Zman Kriyas Shma, Shol Shachris. What do you mean? You're going to say Kriyas Shma by looking at the earlier Mishmaros during the night? Yesh Lomar, Mikom Makom, Kiven Sheyada, Masai Yala, Murashachar. Kodem sheyakum v'yizaminat smokfarik via oso ace. Once you know there's a Amudah Shachar there, then you know the Zman is coming. So the Magen Avraham brings us Tosfos Azariah that you see Amudah Shachar is a key time in terms of figuring out Zmanim. The Vilna Gaon would have to say no, there's a different way of understanding the Tosfos, but that's Tosfos in Brachas Daf Gimel as a smach to the Magen Avraham. But either way, this is a Mechlokas Magen Avraham the Gra about how to figure out Shos Manios. Obviously, not getting into now the different other issues, the different Shkiyas, different Seses, according to the Gra, according to Rabbeinu Tam, but that is all related to times that's alluded to a little bit here in the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's continue. Umash Amr Zacharnum Levracha, and the halachas that apply to Misha Yechol Betruma. What if somebody's eating Truma and they feel they're about to become Tameh? What do you mean? The hergesh is dazue var moti shekla zera. He's about to be moti shekla zera in a certain case. So what is he supposed to do? And all the halachas about roch ve'gemalim and shumas chutz laretz, many details about what one does with different types of tumma and different types of situations that one can get into. Umasha amru, last line of the paragraph. Shekala me'aretz b'cheskas tumahein v'yalkeini nosen atruma elakonim hayodim l'shamer b'tara. Anyone who you don't know, whether they are Shomer B'Tara or not, one is not allowed to give Truma to. Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a Shaila, because Bizman HaZeh, all Kohanim are considered Temeim, therefore we don't give Truma to anybody. We're Mafra Shumas and Maestros, and we throw it out, because Kohanim are not allowed to use it. Even if they're Kohanim Muchzakim, I'm sorry, even if they're Miyuchasim, and they know they go all the way back to Aaron HaKohen, Vadai, still the Tamei. Right, we assume that all Kohanim are Tamei Meis Bizman HaZeh. But Bizman HaMikdash, when we have a choice of who to give Truma to, one only is allowed to give it to a Kohen who we know will guard it Betara. That's what the Pasuk says, Ushmartim es Mishmarti. It's interesting, there's an Avni Miluim, the Ksos in the Avni Miluim, writes in the back of the Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim is on Evan HaEzer. In the back of the Avni Miluim, the Ksos has Tshuvas. So in Tshuvas Simin Yurches, the Ksos talks about the principle of Ein Mevatlin Israel Acharchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel in Israel l'charchila. Meaning, there's a concept called bittel in halacha. And that is, if a little milk fell into my chicken soup and it's less than 1 to 60, the chicken soup is kosher. Bittel. And that is a bona fide halacha. Achei Rav Lahatos, the Pisrei Tshuva on Yeradeya says, if you don't hold a bittel, you have to be choshed that he's an apikaris. Why? Because it's a mefurish halacha. We'd be machmir. Why be machmir? It's bittel. It's bittel. So there's nothing to talk about. That's what? That's a concept called bittel. But that's only bidyevin once it happens. I'm not allowed to go lecharchila and say, you know what? I want to get a little tang, a little texture in my chicken soup. So I'm going to put less than 1/60th of milk into it, and it's going to be bottel. That's an isser. Ein mevatel in lecharchila. 99% of Rishonim say that is an isser derabanan. Where does it say in the Torah? You're not allowed to be mevatel. The only bittel only works for the Evan. Okay, you're a bad guy. You're circumventing. But lamais is an aser. So we assume it's an isser derabanan. There's a raivid that says it's aser daraisa. That's all background. Says the Avni Miluim right here in Simin Yurches in the Tshuvas in the back of the Avni Miluim. I agree with the Rov Rishonim. Ein mevatel nisal chachilas an isser derabanan. There's one exception to the rule. There's one case of bittel that being mevatel chachilas is an isser daraisa, and that is truma. Being mevatel truma daraisa is a violation of our pasuk right here. Ushmartem es mishmarti. Just like we said, you have to keep truma betara. You have to keep truma as truma. Not only as truma betara, truma as truma. He says, Yirlani as daiti dahacha minatora asur. Mishum da anu musharin ala truma shlo nafsidena. Kedachsiv ushmartem es mishmaris trumosai. Ukedetan peraches de trumas. Uminatora tzarach shimur shlo nafsid truma. And therefore, ukishimavatel truma betoch chulin hari nepacha iser leheter the nasemi truma chulin to acher amlahato sukimavuar vahavile kima abid a truma biadayim. It's like you're destroying truma when you're mavatel it. Kishimavatel barov chulin the su leka kan truma vator amrish rather than spare trumosai. Very important. Avni Miluim, the Ksos there in Simin Yurches in the Tshuvas where he says that's also included in our halacha of ushmarti mesmishmarti. Good. Let's continue. So this mitzvah, we're expanding. Everything up till now was only about male kohanim. Now we're getting to female kohanim, and tomorrow is going to be about Yisraelim. Be'ez Hashem, next time. The mitzvah applies to kohanim, males and females. Be'eretz u'bizman shehi b'yishuvah. On a Daraisa level, in Eretz Yisrael, only when most Jews are there. Ki az sham chiyavat shuma Daraisa, kidas haramam zechorna levracha. Like the Rambam says at the end of the first parak of Hilchas Trumos, Truma and Maestris, the Rambam says, Daraisa is only when, in Eretz Yisrael, when Rove Jews are there. The overall zeh ba'achal truma b'mezin. If somebody violates and eats truma d'oraisa b'mezin when he is tameh, he's chay misa b'dei shamayim. And it says it's listed there in Sanhedrin in all the chayve misas. Ubizman hazeh, it is only aser d'rabbanan. Then he talks about, Menachas Chinuch talks about in Osir Ches, the fascinating sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam says, l'maisa, according to this, even during bayisheni, trumas and maisas were only d'rabbanan. When Bnei Israel had a base of Mikdash, because most Jews didn't come back, Rachmana Litzlan. So he said, that's the Rambam Shita, that during Bayisheni, Shumas and Maisas were Durabanan. The Achronim all discuss, what about all the other mitzvos related? Were they Durabanan? Pashas, the Minchas Chinuch says right here that Bikurim was Daraisa, because Bikurim isn't Tali on Bizman Shekol Yoshve Aleha, so Bikurim. There's a discussion we had in the Daf a couple of weeks ago. What about Bechoros? What about the other mitzvahs? Were there no Daraisa or not? Were they connected to Shumas and Maisas? But either way, that is the Rambam. One other ha'ara I wanted to mention from the Minchas Chinuch. If you look back, there are a couple of important points here, but we're just going to do, well, 2 points, let's do. Let's go back to Os Gimel in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch talks about, how is there ever a case that a Kohen is going to eat, he's going to be Tameh, he's going to eat Truma Tahora. The second that he picks up the Truma to eat, he's Metameh it. So how will there ever be a case that a Kohen Tahor will be eating Truma Tameah? So in Dibur Maaskel Vihine, on the top of the column in Oz Gimel, he says two possibilities. Number one, which is always the case given in the Rishonim, his friend stuck it in his mouth. That's what, first skinny line. Going to talk of Lechadeh B'Beis Abliyah. His friend stuck it, he put it on a stick, he stuck it all the way in his mouth, so until he ate it, he didn't make it Tameh. Or Shatruma Lahukshara, a second answer, maybe it was never Mukshala Kabal Tumah. So therefore, it's never going to become tummy. Number two. And then he says, maybe, on the fifth skinny line, but this is a machlokas, he says, maybe he only ate a kezias. He ate a kezias of truma. And according to some Rishonim, in order for food to become tummy, they have to be the size of a beitza to become tummy. And therefore, maybe that's the halacha. He only ate a kezias. He says, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't work. Because according to the Rambam, even a kol shehu could become tame. To make something else tame, that's when all Rishonim agree. For food to make something else tame, it has to have a kibetza. But to become tame, that's a machlokas between different Rishonim and Rashi, but the Rambam says, even a kol shehu, so you wouldn't be able to use that second possibility. For the Rambam, only the first one. By the way, that is just the Metzias wise, how do you violate this Isser? One final point, that is, in the Minchas Chinuch and Os Ches, he talks about the Isser of not eating a Kohen Tameh eating Truma, but related to this is if a Kohen Tameh uses Truma. For example, let's say a Kohen Tameh uses Truma oil to smear himself with. So that's also Asur Daraisa. He's not allowed to do that. So the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Os Ches. The Rambam may know maybe did Isser Sicha La Arel. He doesn't bring it. He talks about by an Arel too. That is, because in RL, that's the next mitzvah, which we'll get to in terms of a Kohen RL eating truma. But he talks about the topic that has come up in the past, and that is a child. So a Kohen Tameh is not allowed to smear himself with truma Tameah oil, and an RL can't. What happens if you have a baby before 8 days old? So the Rama Paskin is based on the Gemara in Yavamis, then he can have oil smeared on him, because he's not an RL yet, before day 8. If came a male mavur, but the dinza, the RL also sook an RL. If once he's an RL, he can't. But before day 8, he doesn't have the status of RL yet. Maybe we'll talk more about the lumbus of that when we get to RL, Bez Hashem, in the coming up mitzvahs. Not yet, in a couple of mitzvahs, we'll talk about RL. We'll have to revisit this issue about when does a boy become an RL. Before day 8, that's clear that he does not. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time with the Isser of a czar eating truma.